got from the intended clarification. It's perfectly clear, isn't it? But that first reading, I thought, what at the end of it it's about is, may the contrite soul, the humble spirit, be acceptable to you. But it was Azariah, they're all there in Babylon, in exile, and they, you know, they feel abandoned, and all the things that they, you know, with no holocaust, no sacrifice, no leader, no prophet, no prince, no lender. People are going to feel very much like that, where maybe we won't be able to receive Holy Communion at Mass because the Mass will have to be private, and any big occasion will all be banned for however long, we don't know. And we don't know yet, but that's likely to come. But we can feel very much like Azariah in that fire. And that's why, you know, that always, the word is always there to help us. It's always there, you see, because we can feel like that. Oh, I must get, I must have this, I must have that. Well, maybe we haven't got it. That's what was happening there. They know, we've no prophet, we've no incense, we've no holocaust, we've no sacrifice. Well, of course, we know that we have. And the Lord is always with us, but he might be with us in this different way in the next few weeks. But don't disappoint us. Treat us gently, Lord, which is what you are, and very merciful. And that's why, remember your mercy, Lord, in all that's going on. And we can be with the Lord in however he is with us, because he is always.